Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the Clubber Lang to my Apollo Creed.
I think you've used that one before.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think I used a derivative of it.
Okay.
I know Apollo Creed probably isn't the first time he's made an appearance on this
probably
show.
Probably not, no.
But
that'd be a hell of a guest, by the way.
Look, Carl Weathers. Or Carl Weathers.
Who was Mr. T in those movies?
Clubber Lang.
Oh, he was Clubber Lang. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I get them confused.
Have you guys been here before?
No, we haven't.
Okay, so this is our spice tray that you tried with your appetizer.
Okay.
So this is a tamarind-based spice. So
okay.
It's the medium. This is a least spicy. It's kind of the sweet and sour. It's a clam sauce with cilantro and garlic.
Okay.
And this is they have two tamarind. The sambal.
That would make Heather's head explode, the sweet and sour sauce.
Or all the smells in there?
No, just the clam and cilantro, like both are migraine triggers.
Right.
This is the sambal. It's like sriracha and hot peppers. What were you saying about the clam sauce?
My wife has migraines and clams and cilantro.
So we're going to load up your
lo mein just so I get in real trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, wow. We are at Kins and Noodles in lovely Uptown.
It's not very lovely right now.
Sans Apollo Creed.
Yes.
Yeah. Sans Carl Weathers as well.
There you are, Phyllis.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Kins and Noodles is a relatively new restaurant. It's been open just under a year.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
It's right off of Lagoon. Or as Evan calls it, the hardest place to find in the entire world.
God, when we're recording this, we're in the midst of, if you followed the driving, the storm of the century.
Snownami.
God damn. And this place is, I mean, Uptown, this area.
Sucks to get around in it.
Yeah, by car is not the easiest place to navigate.
Right.
On the best of days. When you had stupid drivers and snow. No good. No love whatsoever.
Well, thank you for meeting me. Otherwise, yes. I'd still be in the car trying to get to your place.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't have to drive, so who do I care?
I would have invoked our snow rule.
Yep. Would have gone to like the Northeast Yacht Club or something.
Something. Double deuce.
I had the day off of work today.
Do you ever work anymore?
No. Don't even get me started about work right now.
Okay. I'm glad that's the way you lead off.
Yeah. But I had the day off work today. Because I had to go to dentist. And I had a thought. Because I was driving by the double deuce, as we just mentioned. And they weren't open. Now granted it was 9 a.m. And I wouldn't want to go there on the best of days.
Okay.
But I was thinking to myself, you know, the strip clubs, they do a lot of good business in, like, lunchtime.
Right.
How great would it be to do just, like, a little morning...
A breakfast brunch?
A little breakfast buffet going. Maybe an omelet station. That'll wake you up. That'll wake you up better than coffee. Just
My guess is it's already been done.
Well, maybe.
I mean, if I were a betting man, I'd say that's already been done. So what do we start with, besides running down our hand?
Well, we started off with some pork noodles, or not pork noodles, pork...
Steamed pork buns.
Steamed pork buns, god damn it. I can't talk today. It's no good.
Just today?
Yeah, well. It's a barbecue pork belly, and then they've got some pickled cucumbers, some carrots, and some scallions, so pretty basic stuff. It's very tasty.
Uh-huh.
I would still prefer the mochi buns.
Really?
Over these? Yeah, I would. just I just think the texture of the bun I think is a little better. But these are very good, and for starters, they're definitely hitting the spot.
I agree. And then they came out quick, which I like.
Well, I mean, I'm sure most of the ingredients, like the pork belly and all the pickled vegetables, you just have a vat of that. Mm-hmm. So really, the only prep time is steaming the bun, mm-hmm. and they're pretty lightly steamed. So
I love the pork belly in it. Like a little big thick cut on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
Yeah, but we're also drinking sake because we're a classy show.
You know it.
That's right. I went with the. What did you get first?
I got the.
The Fukumari.
Fukumari.
Junmai.
Junmai, which has a little bit of hints of strawberries and peaches in it.
Now, do you know that, or did you just read?
I just read that.
Okay. Can you sense the notes of peaches?
Completely.
And strawberries? Really, kind of stuff?
Completely. The peaches more than the strawberries, which I was kind of worried about, but you can especially taste all the fruit in it after having the really, really savory bun.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, it's a stronger peach flavor.
Right.
Than strawberries, but you can kind of tell.
There's that note, there's that berry note at the
a little
berry,
bit, yeah. It?
What did you get?
I went with something a little stronger. I got the Manabito Kimoto.
God, you'd love bringing out your Japanese accent.
I do. It's very little. It's what little I still have.
Right. That 1 year of Japanese in high school did you all the good.
First off, it was 2 years, and I also had 3 years in college.
And that's,
so.
it has served you so well.
Hey, so if I didn't say I was a good student.
You can read with an accent.
Yeah. But this is—it's a little stronger than yours, a little higher alcohol.
Can I try it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
It's a little tartar, a little more of a bite to it, which is good for fried food, which is what I'm going to be getting.
Oh, that is a completely different flavor.
Yeah, it's very different. Yours is like a strong wine flavor. Yeah. Mine is like a fucking. Shot. I mean, that is like
yours has much more wooden notes, like a scotch. Yeah,
yeah.
This one is definitely more of a fruity white wine.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Yeah, I mean this one. It is according to the little write up here. It's aged in the bottle for 2 years.
Okay.
So it's a little higher buck than yours, but you know what? I don't mind. Because I so rarely get sake, which is weird because, like, Heather likes sake too, so there's no reason to not have it.
The problem is it goes quickly.
It goes quickly, and you got to refrigerate it.
You got to refrigerate it, and it's expensive for the amount that it yields.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the amount you and I like to drink sake, mm-hmm. It would go extremely quickly.
I really want to experiment more with sake... like cocktails.
Okay.
Socktails, if you will.
Sockatinis?
No, not a teeny. There's no teenies.
Don't sully it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How dare you besmirch socktails? I feel like I really want to say woohoo after I say that every time. Wow. Anyway. I want to experiment because like we just pointed out. There's a wide variety of flavor profiles if you want to get all food writery.
Food douchey.
With different kinds of sakes.
Okay.
Like mine, you could do in a scotch. A sake old fashioned, I think, would be fantastic if you do it in a sake.
I think a sake martini.
A sake-tini.
A straight martini.
Replace the sake with,
exactly.
Replace the vodka with sake.
Yeah, with just a hint of vermouth, just kind of dust it over the top. Or even a dirty sake martini. Try saying that 10 times.
Dirty sake martini.
Wow, that is tricky. I almost gave myself an aneurysm with that one.
Words are hard.
Words are difficult.
No, that could definitely work.
Yeah.
We going into talking about things we've been cooking lately.
Yeah.
Since this is a food show.
Yeah.
I'm an aspiring saucier.
Oh my God, here we go.
Well, no, I'm just, I like making sauces and things.
Okay.
That is what a saucier is, right?
I think you're misusing it a little bit.
Probably.
But, yeah.
I enjoy making sauces.
Okay. Or
whatever the French word for that is, that's what I am. And I, but like milk-based or cream-based sauces are tricky for me.
Because they burn and they burn.
Because I have no patience.
Right, and they burn quick.
Yeah. And it goes from excellent to burnt extremely quick.
The same thing with the cheese sauce of every type.
Yeah, I have the same problem. So I was a little worried, but recently I think I've finally nailed a vodka sauce, which isn't exactly a cream sauce.
No.
It's kind of a halves and halves.
Yeah.
But
it's like a cream sauce and a red sauce had a bastard love child.
Yes, and we love the bastards on the show.
Yes, we do.
And then mixed with a little vodka.
Exactly.
But of course, I don't have vodka at home. So I had to go buy vodka. So we have this bottle
of
vodka.
So you're saying it's the love child of cream sauce and red sauce.
It's the drunken love child.
With a little bit of fetal alcohol syndrome?
A little bit. But it turns out well.
Didn't have any like signs of mental retardation or anything like that.
Well, it didn't keep well.
Couldn't
apparently read. You're a terrible person.
Trouble forming words.
According to the wife, the next day it did not do well.
Didn't hold up.
Yeah, apparently it, like separated overnight, so it was kind of oily.
How did you reheat it though? I mean,
she probably microwaved it. I don't know.
I'm sure if you reheated it on the stove, it might come back.
They don't have stoves at work.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, probably would. Yeah. But you're limited to the resources you have.
Right.
But I was very excited because I'm like, this is a sauce I can do. And the problem is now we have this giant bottle of vodka. So I'm trying
why
to find
is that
uses.
A, why?
I'm not a vodka drinker.
Yeah, but you can find so many different ways to use vodka.
Yeah,
most notably, you can give it to your best friend on the entire world.
Yeah, but Heather's already home.
Whose birthday is coming?
Your birthday's not for months.
Her birthday's in April.
That's months. It's February.
You're right.
So
damn you, math.
Yeah, he's right.
Damn you, elementary school math.
That's right. Counting is hard.
Knowledge is power.
Yep. But yeah, I had to actually go pick up some cranberry juice because Heather wanted some vodka cranberries.
No, that's dangerous.
So, yeah, she likes it. I've never tried it, but...
What kind of vodka did you get, though?
So, I went into my corner liquor store, which is not the most...
There's some unsavory fellows in there.
Yeah.
At times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not that I've stopped in there, but I've driven past there.
Yeah, there's...
I can only imagine the clientele.
Yeah, it's a lot of big black guys in fur coats.
They're probably eyeing you up for yours.
Well...
Granted, you probably had the wrong colors.
Well, the first time I was there, I bought gin.
Okay.
And I bought... what the hell gin did I buy? It's the blue one.
Bombay,
yes, right. Thank you. God, I'm an idiot.
I'm a drunk.
Right, and the who I can only assume is a pimp, the guy standing behind me was like, good job, man. He was very proud of my choice.
You live in a weird neighborhood.
I live in a very strange neighborhood. But I know nothing about vodkas.
Right.
So the first one I grabbed was in a plastic bottle. Like, no, not doing the plastic
Karkov.
Bottle. It might have been. I don't even remember what the hell it was. I just knew it was squishy. That's all I remember.
Don't grab the squishy bottles.
Yeah, don't grab the squishy bottles. So then I went, I looked at the Stoli, and I'm like, it's on Jersey Shore, no thanks. And then I went to, there was one that was like $25 a bottle.
Okay.
And that was what I was going to get.
Okay.
So I'm like, I don't really want it that badly.
Okay.
So, but I found this new stuff called Opulent.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently it's very
fancy
good.
Fancy bottle there.
It was cheap.
Really?
It was cheap. It was $15 a bottle.
That's not bad.
And it came, and they're doing a promotion where it came with two branded glasses in the box.
In the box, yeah.
It was
you got the leftover Christmas box.
Probably. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one of those glasses was broken in the box. So I only really got one.
So you like your vodka with a little shards of glass in it.
Well, they were separate, so I think we're safe. So we now have Opulent vodka.
Fancy.
It's very fancy.
I'm a Grey Goose guy myself.
You look like the type.
I tell you what, I have tried vodkas up and down. I've tried the cheap ones. I've tried the more expensive ones. It's not out of this world expensive where I'm dropping like $50 a bottle. It's still expensive. It's about $34 for a regular sized bottle of vodka. But there is extreme difference in taste.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be able to drink it cold, just straight, you know, or maybe even over just a little bit of ice, that is the telltale sign. You don't have to mix it with anything.
Yeah.
And it's not harsh where you're like, oh my God, like swallowing sandpaper.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Kharkov stuff you probably picked up in the plastic bottle. You don't want to drink that straight.
No, that's, unless you're trying to thin paint.
Right.
That's really the only use for
end your life quickly.
Those are the kind of bottles that sometimes blow onto my lawn.
Yeah. Yeah, see that, you don't want to be drinking that, but...
For a while, I thought Heather had a bit of a drinking problem, like a hidden drinking problem.
Yeah.
Because she'd pick up these bottles that would blow onto our lawn and then just throw them in our recycling.
This is from the lady.
Oh, thank you. Excellent. So I'd be like, why is there this $3 gallon bottle of vodka in the recycling? Again, I live in a weird neighborhood.
But not only that, you there's no way she could be drinking that and you not know this. Give yourself a little bit more credit. You're a little bit more perceptive than that.
I'd like to think so.
You'd be able to tell if she was, you know, falling on the yard drunk.
Yeah. Well, no, she's sophisticated. She drinks indoors.
Let's
fall asleep on the chaise.
So
that's the kind of drink she would be.
Or Shay.
Or Shay. No, it's chaise. It's chaise. I don't care. I'm not living in Downton Abbey. I can call it whatever the fuck I want.
My guess is you guys are watching a lot of that.
Oh, we've been watching that forever. I'm gonna play the Downton Abbey hipster here. We watched that before it got popular. We watched in the original run on Masterpiece Theater.
That's so ironic of you.
I know. Yeah. I don't think either of us used that word right.
Probably not. But the sad part is that I actually know about it, and I don't watch Gen 2. I don't watch PBS.
I think you would enjoy this show.
How could I possibly enjoy this show? How?
Two of the three daughters are fairly attractive.
Okay.
So that's helpful.
Yeah.
Elizabeth McGovern is in there, so if you like your B-level Brat Packer.
Not even ringing a bell.
You would know her when you see her.
Okay.
It is an honestly enjoyable.
Do you guys need anything else with your meal?
No,
I don't think so.
Good. It is a legitimately enjoyable show.
Okay. I can't believe we're discussing this.
What?
It's
a way to boost our numbers. Because we can say we're talking about Downton Abbey. It's SEO, baby.
Oh God. All right, so the food has arrived.
The food has arrived.
You got a soft egg in there too, Jesus.
Hells yeah.
I'm glad you're driving separate.
So you got a pile.
I did.
It's an artfully constructed pile, but a pile nonetheless.
I got a pile. Why don't you describe what you got first?
What I got, and they've got a lot of different Asian styles. Here they've got some Japanese, obviously with the sake, but they've also got, you know, ramen, which is what I got, and I got their tonkotsu, which tonkatsu is a pig. It's Japanese for pig. Tonkotsu is kind of a variant on that, and this is it's a traditional pork bone stock ramen with a pork belly roulade. So you get a little bit more pork belly going on here.
Okay.
You can take a shot of this as well.
Working on.
And then all the ramens actually come with roasted sweet corn, which, again, awesome. Kombu, which I'm not exactly sure what that is. Shoyu tamago, which is the egg, the soft egg. Red kamaboko, menma, and scallions. And I don't know what either of those other two are. But I'm guessing the red kamaboko is a radish.
Okay.
The red radish. And the menma is probably this thing, which is some sort of root vegetable of some sort. I'm not quite sure what, but kind of like a parsnip, maybe.
Okay.
But just having this broth, this is pretty outstanding broth. It's the breath freshening power of ham.
Of what?
Of ham.
Is it a ham though?
It's pork.
There's a difference between pork
I know it is, but if I said the breath freshening power of pork, that wouldn't be a Futurama reference.
Oh, sorry.
Try to keep up.
So sorry.
So what did you get?
I got the vermicelli salad, which is vermicelli.
Which doesn't sound very Irish.
No.
Or Asian, for that matter. Where the fuck did I get Irish from?
You've been in the car too long.
Yeah, I have.
I got the vermicelli salad, which is vermicelli rice noodles with cucumber, carrots, red cabbage, lettuce, and cilantro, and a sweet hot dressing topped with a marinated and grilled chicken breast. It's very pretty to look at.
It is.
It's overwhelming with with chopsticks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to break down and ask for a fork here pretty quick. Rather than try to suffer through this. To me, this is very, very, very similar to the salad I got at Jasmine 26.
Okay.
With the shrimp substituted for the chicken. At least the in both presentation and in taste. Very good. It's a.
It knows everything. Very good. Awesome.
The dressing is very, very good.
All right.
The vegetables are crunchy and.
Yeah, I mean, my vegetable is the radish and whatever this root vegetable is. Is very, very lightly cooked. I mean, it's not raw.
Yeah.
But it's not mushy or anything. It's got a good snap to it.
The chicken breast actually has a lot of flavor to it as well,
yeah.
Which I can appreciate. And that it's not just this plain, oddly slapped on chicken breast on the top.
Yeah.
So it's got good flavor.
Can I say something?
Would it?
No one ever looks dignified eating ramen.
No.
It's such a mess.
Well, it's basically street food.
I understand.
But we weren't exactly the pictures of
gentility.
Or gentility in eating our pork buns either. I mean, that was.
I suppose not.
That was dripping all over the place as well.
Fail. Come on, you piece of shit.
For the record, that is a gorgeous bowl of ramen, though.
It's very, very fantastic looking.
I almost got the ramen simply because, to me, on cold winter's night, there are a few things better in this world than some ramen.
Uh-huh.
Some good ramen, not like Ichiban.
So I took a bite out of this pork belly roulade.
Yeah.
Needs salt, if I have to complain about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's well cooked. It's got a nice little char on it, but not burnt. But the only complaint I have is just needs a little bit of salt, and we'll be in business here. So how was your weekend, sir?
Very good. I spent most of it drinking. As a means to unwind.
Okay.
Those weeks are brutal right now.
I'm with you.
Working for a tax company, it's a little tough.
But, I gotta do my taxes here.
But hit up some of the better drinking establishments in the cities, in my personal opinion,
mm-hmm.
for the last couple days.
Okay.
Hit up Cooper's. Cooper.
I saw that.
Well,
you had quite the night out.
I did.
Saturday.
I did. I had a big day.
Which we'll talk about that as you continue your story. Mm. Aw.
What's the matter?
I just...
You need a knife?
No. I just had a spoon fail. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
Went to Cooper.
which is one of those one of the places that we went to when it was opened up very early on.
Mm-hmm.
And it to me, it is what Burger Jones is to you. Try it, you'll like it a second time,
mm-hmm.
and it'll grow on you a little bit more. To me, Cooper's is better a better Irish pub than Kieran's.
Really?
And it's still not as good as the Liffey.
But what is?
But, well, I mean, in terms of Twin Cities Irish bars, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
The one up by you, which we did many, 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 many shows ago. What was that called? It's off of like 4th.
Oh,
the University.
Keegan's.
Yeah.
Yeah, across from Cerdix.
Yeah. But Cooper has grown on me. I like it. It's kind of a chill atmosphere. And for the area, it's still... It fits with the area, but it also is very individual itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it quite a bit.
Well, it's right next to Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's gotta have something to compete against that juggernaut.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, they also end up a place that you and I love quite a bit. In Donnie Dirk's Zombie Den.
Mm. I wouldn't say I love that place.
Really? I dig it.
Really? I mean, it's fine. Like, I enjoy going there, but I've never had the thought of, like, God, I could really go over to Donnie Dirk's.
I'm drinking my way around the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the drinks there are just so well crafted.
Yes, I will give them that.
And you as a drinker, and one who is... who likes to pride himself in venturing out and experiencing the finer notes of the beverage arts.
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to believe you don't like that place more than you do. It's so close.
It is. I think a big part of my... And again, I have nothing against it. Like, if people are going there, I'm not going to, like, raise a fuss. You know, I'll go there and enjoy myself.
Yeah.
But for my personal tastes, their drinks tend to veer in a direction that my taste doesn't. My tastes tend to go toward, again, your what I like to call the hot zone liquors, your tequilas, rums,
yeah.
You know, things like that. These, they tend to go more for your scotches, your whiskeys, your vodkas, you know, things like that. You know, ports, things like that. And I guess, like I said, I have nothing against it, but it's just that's not where my tastes lie.
Okay.
I'm going to be much more inclined to go, if I'm looking for drinks, I'm much more inclined to go toward the sister restaurant of Donnie Dirk's, Psycho Susie's.
Right.
You know, and that's really, they are kind of two sides of that spectrum in terms of the drinks.
I never thought of it that way, but yeah. I get what you're saying.
But they do. I mean, Donnie Dirk's does have some good stuff on it. I mean, that hot. I think it was a hot toddy I had last time we were there. That was very good. You know, and you'd figure, being the subarctic climate that we are, we'd have more development in the hot liquor varieties.
I mean, the hot drinks.
Type hot of drinks. You know, like, you know, hot, more than hot toddies, you know, mulled cider, mulled wine, shit like that. I want more R&D for this, damn it. Maybe I'll have to take it upon myself to do it, but...
I think you're on your own there, Holmes. I agree with you. I'm not one that likes a warm cocktail, even on the coldest night.
See, I like that.
I would, like, it's not particularly cold out tonight. But let's say it drops another 40 degrees, which it could do. Chances are better that I want a winter beer or a real, you know, caramely, not chocolate, but caramely, you know, style of beer than anything else.
More of your stouts, more of your brown ales, things like that.
Brown ales, definitely. Brown ales, definitely.
So you did, and so what did you do in between Cooper and Donnie Dirks?
I gave George Lucas a little bit more of my money.
You can't see this, but I'm shaking my head at you. Even though I knew you were going to do it, I still shake my head at you.
I have to.
Well, especially now, because this might be your last chance.
Right. I went and saw Phantom Menace in 3D at West End.
And which is the theater right by Cooper.
Right. And nearly sold out showing. And I was thoroughly... I don't know what I was expecting.
Speak what your heart... Yeah.
Don't
couch it. Don't try to lie to me. Don't try to lie to our listeners.
I'm not lying.
Yeah. You want to though. That's a thing.
The CGI is as good as always. It's the colors are brighter. Some of the scenes, especially the lightsaber battles and the anything that was out in the desert. And the pod racing scene were exceptional when it comes to the 3D technology. The rest of the film was a bit of an abortion. Now at $14 a ticket.
Which sadly isn't that crazy.
No.
We went and saw the Woman in Black. The Daniel Radcliffe Ghost Woman movie.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 13. And that was just at the AMC in Rosedale.
Now that was in 3D too?
No.
Oh. So you just paid 30. That's expensive.
AMC Rosedale is kind of expensive.
Why don't you just go out to West End?
Because
it's equal distance.
No, it's not.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Plus, we don't do any other shopping around there.
No.
We were just out in that area doing other stuff.
I suppose, yeah.
So.
I like that.
I do too.
That West End.
Yeah, like I've got nothing against it. It's just, it's so rare that I get to see a movie in the theater. That I don't question things.
You just go.
Just go. Tell me where to go. So did you? Well, the reason why I said that this might be your last chance is apparently your theater was a bit of an aberration in terms of the popularity.
Yeah,
of,
I think it will get better.
It might have long legs.
Well, I'm not talking about just that film. Uh-huh. Out of the six, it's easily the weakest.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Lucas has said that if this one doesn't do well, he's not going to bother doing the rest of them.
See, I think it's already done well enough.
Dude, it got beaten by Journey 2. It got beaten by a movie beaten. Led by The Rock.
Well, I mean, come on, it's people's
no.
champ.
He may be the people's champ, but he's the box office turd.
Actually, I think he's had two good ones in a row.
Not moneymakers.
He was just in Fast and the Furious. That thing did like $500 million.
No, it did not. Look that up. That did not do that
well. The last Fast and the Furious, I know it did plenty of money. I'm looking it up just to prove you wrong.
Even if you are right.
Right.
It is completely negated by the Tooth Fairy and what other movie he did before that.
I can't even think.
The Journey to Witch Mountain.
Race to Witch Mountain.
Race to Witch Mountain.
Hold on. I'm bringing it up. Here we go.
looking that up. I want to once again flog this broth again.
Okay.
And we've talked about this before. I am not a broth guy. When it comes to soups and things like that,
right?
Broth, I tend not to go for it. This is.
Okay, what did you think of the? Before you go on, give me a ballpark number. What you think it?
Give
made.
Me a ballpark.
Yeah. What you think it made?
U.S. gross.
Hold on, I have to scroll down for U.S. gross.
Yeah, because worldwide is, you know, Lord knows. Action movies always do better foreign, so.
Hold on, I'm getting there.
I would be shocked. I would be shocked if the U.S. gross is higher than $200 million.
Hold on, I'm getting there. My God, come on.
Okay.
Go on.
While you're busy wrangling your BlackBerry, seriously, this pork bone broth on here.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Really?
Like, amazing. Like, okay. You should seriously just have a spoonful.
Okay.
Just try it right now.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it is sensational.
I'm going to have a little bit of what else we got in there?
I think that. I think that's that root vegetable I was talking about. That's right. Yeah, you're going back for seconds.
Wow, that's really good.
That is outstanding. I would just have that.
Yeah.
Except I'd have it in a thermos and I'd just drink it at my desk.
You could replace this coffee.
And it would be really fat.
If it was caffeinated, you'd be in trouble.
Oh, God. If they did a caffeinated pork stock, oh, my God. I'd be 700 pounds and jazzed to the hilt.
All right, here we go.
All right, so prove to me how wrong
I am. Take a wild guess.
I already said I'd be shocked if it broke $200 million. For U.S. gross.
Fast Five accrued $209,837 in the United States. And then another $416 million, grossing a total of $626 million.
Yeah.
Making it the sixth highest grossing film of 2011.
I stand by what I said. It was well grossing, but again, action movies always do better in the foreign markets.
Yeah.
Because they're easy, because they don't need to be subtitled.
True.
It's a fact of life. There's a reason why fucking Sherlock Holmes is still making top five numbers in Europe right now. And that movie's been out for like 2 months.
Yeah.
It's a good movie though.
December.
Yeah, December.
Yeah.
It's February. Again, this whole month thing seems to elude you.
It perplexes me. Yeah. One.
Are you on the Gregorian calendar?
I am. Mayan.
You're
Mayan calendar.
The Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, all right then.
I don't know what I'm going to do in a couple months.
You're screwed.
Yeah, I really am.
Well, that was a satisfying dinner.
It really was.
I tend not to. I was thinking because
your porky broth though is awesome.
Well, thank you.
I've been told it is.
That is now my new fraternity name. Porky broth. No, I mean, we went to Nagong Bistro. I went there not too long ago.
Okay.
To pick up the gift certificate for our winner.
Yeah.
For the listener's choice. And it was lunchtime, so I had some lunch there.
Did you have the crispy rabbit dumpling?
I did, which was very good. Well,
it's got to even better alone.
Yeah, because I don't got to share.
Right.
Which was tasty. I tend not to go for the very heavy broth. Like, I think of this place, I think of, like, Senyai Sunlek.
Yeah.
You know, I think of a lot of these, like, Asian noodle places, and they're always really heavy broth, and I don't want that. I want it. And you call this Americanization.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want noodles and rice and, you know.
You're very simple, man.
I'm very simple. You know.
Thank you.
Did you guys want some dessert tonight?
I don't think so.
I'm good.
Okay.
But no, that was. You sell thermoses of the broth? Just like tubes that we
can sell? Of course.
See?
Yeah.
You should totally do that. I would do that.
If they don't bring one out, I'll be a little disappointed.
That'd be shocked.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I would, yeah. That was seriously good broth.
That was amazing. How was your pile?
It was good. It was good. It was very similar to, like I said, the salad I had at Jasmine 26. Sub the shrimp for chicken in this case.
Yep.
The chicken was very well done, very well seasoned, and marinated, so it was juicy even though they had cut it. So it had plenty of flavor to it.
Nice.
As well. I like it because it's nice and light.
It seemed pretty heavy.
I didn't want something very heavy.
No, you tried the spices too.
And I did try the spices on the pork bun, and they were plenty.
Thank you.
Plenty spicy throughout. Most notably the sambal, which is hot to begin with.
Yeah.
But it actually complemented the pork belly extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, extremely well.
Nice.
I like the cilantro-based one and the... I can't remember what the third one was. I can't remember.
I don't remember that one either.
But they were... All three of them were very, very good and would be good on their own. I can't think of... You know, they have egg rolls and wontons on the menu as well. They also have spring rolls. I think for those applications, it would have been better than the pork buns.
Yeah.
For those sauces.
For those sauces.
In which case, the sauces would have been freaking awesome. Especially on an egg roll or the cream cheese wontons.
Oh, yeah.
That any of those sauces would just be fantastic on it. I'd be interested in coming back and trying some of the other noodles. Although, after tasting your ramen, I'd be hard-pressed to try something different.
Yeah.
Because that was some of the best broth that... in any noodle soup or pho.
I mean, it was extremely flavorful. Yeah. It had a body to it that a lot of broth doesn't have. Like, that's my, honest to God, my number one complaint with, like, a lot of broth-based noodle dishes, where it's just basically, like, dirty water.
That, and the broth did not separate.
Either. No.
So there was very, very little oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual ingredients in it, you know, you could tell there was some pork stock in there because it didn't separate.
Yeah.
And the fat had been skimmed off, so it was relatively healthy.
Yeah. It definitely tasted homemade.
You had that porky goodness that I have to think had to have come from that the marrow and those pork bones.
Yeah.
And that just makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
So I definitely enjoyed it. I think one of the downsides, I didn't really enjoy my sake all that much.
Mm.
But I'm not going to believe that. That was a personal choice on my part.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to dissuade it from me coming back.
And they have a nice... They don't have a huge sake list. I mean, it's certainly not going to compare to like a Motoi or any place like that. But they've got enough of a variety, and they've got flights as well.
Right.
They've got a couple different flights, and they're all pretty reasonably priced, anywhere between $11 and $16 for three varieties.
Yeah, 3 2-ounce pours, so
yeah,
pretty standard.
So if you're curious about trying stuff, that'd probably be a good way to go too.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to hit before we wrap up: we have Valentine's Day this week.
Valentine's.
When this comes out, it will be Valentine's Day.
Right.
Do you have big plans?
Or is I have it, very low key
the,
plans.
Or is it the standard Tuesday pants off porn night?
No, I have very low key plans.
All right.
I'll be doing going to the Groveland Tap.
Oh, okay.
They do trivia on Tuesday nights.
Okay. I didn't know they did trivia.
Beer specials all night. And it's goulash night there.
Goulash.
It's goulicious.
Really? At least blame them for that. Like, do they use that in the marketing, or did you come up with
that? No, I didn't even come up with it. I stole it.
Oh, God.
I stole it from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Which host?
What do you mean?
Which host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
There's only one host of Diners, Drive-Ins,
and Dives. There's been other hosts in that show. It's not just Guy Fieri.
Name one other host.
Didn't, there was another host, I swear to God. Look it up on your piddly phone. I know, I was going to say Alton Brown, but I know that wasn't him. But I know there was a host before Guy Fieri.
Diners.
Because I remember getting upset that he took over.
Hymns and Dives.
While you're looking at that
up. There might have been a different derivative of the show, but I guarantee you, under this this banner, he was in.
Really? I have no plans.
You guys did yours early.
We did. We did ours on Sunday. We did sample room.
You lucky bastard.
Yeah, it was very good because the sample room is very good. They were out of their sausage of the week when we got there.
Guy Fieri has been the host since the pilot.
I could have sworn there was another host.
There was another guy that did something very, very similar to that.
Okay.
But it was really, he was really bad. He was even worse.
Well, yeah. Whatever. Oh, I stand corrected. I apologize.
Either way, goulishes.
Then you willingly quoted a Guy Fieri, and
actually,
that
I didn't quote him. I didn't quote him. I quoted one of the chefs on there.
Oh,
they was at like this all night diner that served Hungarian food.
Okay,
and he was making goulash, and the guy Fieri says that's delicious, and the guy in this heavy, thick Hungarian accent says, "No, it's goulishes." I loved it. It was awesome.
I'm sure you did.
I loved it. I ate it up.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, we did our we did our Valentine's Day thing at Sample Room, mostly because Heather's not a big fan of Valentine's Day in general.
Did you get her anything?
No. I bought her dinner. But I mean, it's like I said, it's a very minor holiday.
Yeah.
You know, and especially, you know, it's the middle of the week.
All right.
And you know, she's got papers due and all that shit. So it's like, and frankly, you know, I'm amazed we even went out on Sunday.
No point is this ever going to bite you in the ass?
No, God no.
Okay. Out of more curiosity, I asked the question.
No, it's a valid question, but no, yeah, she's almost as against it as you can be without like getting angry at its mention.
Well, it is a Hallmark holiday. I mean,
it is kind of, yeah.
It sucks. It sucks at life.
It does.
But I, yeah, I'm going to do Groveland Tap.
With your lady friend.
With lady friend.
Or several of them.
Yeah.
We'll see how the night goes.
Exactly.
All right. So, before we go.
Don't jinx it.
Don't jinx it.
I'm scared you're going to jinx it.
Why would you...
Thank you.
Why would you be scared at jinx?
Because it's still a week away, and I think you're going to jinx it. It's like Fight Club. You don't want to talk about Fight Club.
Well, fine. I will say this.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
And you have a right to be scared. you have a right to be scared.
Because
but
if this falls through...
You'll be heartbroken.
I'm really going to be heartbroken.
Coming up at the end of February is episode 200 of The Well-Fed Guide to Life.
Don't jinx it.
And I'm not... Would you just let me...
Okay.
Let me... This is like the little... Like this is what little marketing ability I have. Let me use this. For God's sake. Coming up in a couple weeks, end of February, is episode 200. And we have an extremely special guest. Easily our biggest guest to date.
Right. Nothing taken away from Trace.
Yeah, no. I mean, at least in terms of food.
Right. This is the biggest.
This is easily the biggest we've ever gotten. Dave is extremely excited. I'm more excited for several reasons. One.
For me.
For you and just to watch you.
I don't think I'm going to be able to form sentences. I don't think so.
What was hilarious about when I told you. He's like, you go. Well, I got to do some research.
Right.
And deadly serious, you looked at me and you go, and you better do some research too.
I am completely honest. I am dead honest with you. Do not just start throwing out stuff.
Do not embarrass me.
Well, don't start throwing out stuff.
I think this person could handle some stuff thrown at them.
No, I'm talking about don't make us look like we're uneducated as we are.
It's entirely possible that this person has listened to the show before now.
Maybe. I'm not going to hold my breath.
And we have had another guest on our show, Stephanie Meyer,
right.
Did help set this up.
Right. So we said
so
thank
I'm
you.
Guessing, well, yes, not only thank you, but I'm guessing she may have given this person a little bit
I
of
I still
a,
don't think this is going to happen.
Who knows? We don't know. But yeah, so stay tuned. It's a couple weeks. I think it's the 28th. Literally the last day of February is the 200th episode.
It's our holiday spectacular.
It's our holiday spectacular. Yeah. That's all we will say. We will on next week's show. We will announce
yes.
who it is, because by that point we have already recorded it. Right. We can't jinx it any further.
Right. Great, great. You just ruined the radio illusion. Way to go.
Oh, we'll probably no. You're gonna ruin it before that.
No, I don't think so. I think by then you'll probably have to carry next week's show anyway, because I will be coming down from the contact high.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And yes, that is a bit of a hint right there.
Right.
We are having Snoop Dogg on, actually.
Yes, exactly.
he's having a rival cookbook to Coolio's cookbook.
Right.
And he called us up. Yep. Actually called Stephanie Meyer up, because they're buds.
They're tight.
And they said, no, that's not who's coming on. But... But I'm excited.
Make me some gluten-free food. Yes.
Wow. God, you are white. You're white enough where you should be watching Downton Abbey, I think, at this point.
I'm too white for Downton Abbey.
No, that's not possible. Not possible. It's literally as white as it gets. It's a fine show, though. Just want to point that out.
I doubt I'm going to be seeing that anytime soon.
I doubt it, too, because you fear culture.
Fear the English.
I'm telling you, the youngest daughter on that, very hot.
Look, I'm so nervous about next week.
I know. I know you are. See, that's really what I'm enjoying, is that watching you struggle. Because your pain happies me. Alright.
Damn it.
I have no idea how much longer this battery is going to go, but...
Or if we're still recording.
No, we are still recording.
Oh, okay.
But I think we both give a hearty thumbs up to
Absolutely.
This place.
I would definitely come back. I would suggest coming here on a weekday, not a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is because of the size of this place, it's a little busy.
I can see that. If you're a native of Uptown, or you're planning on going to the Lagoon Theater, which is right next to this...
Right.
This is definitely a good place to stop off before you go to the movie, because they have specials that include tickets.
Right.
So you can get, you know, what was it, like two entrees, an appetizer, and two movie tickets.
Right.
Like, that's a built-in date night right there.
Right, for like $35.
Yeah, and if you don't want to go to the movie, you can swap out the movie tickets for a bottle of wine.
Right.
Awesome. And if you live in Uptown, or say you live in Uptown... it's a 10% off discount.
And they do discounts every single night. They do different specials every single night.
Oh, do they?
Yep.
Nice. Very good. All right.
Like tomorrow night is $10 ramen. All right.
That's not bad. All right. So we should wrap up before you start chewing at your cuticles.
Wish you wouldn't have brought it up. Now I've got gas.
Well, clear it out before we record. As always, we want to thank our sponsors, HopChart.com, for supporting the show. And we want to welcome you onto Twitter, twitter.com/wellfitguidefpg, Facebook at facebook.com/wellfitguidetolife, and Foursquare, foursquare.com/wellfitguidetolife.
I'm already nervous. Thank you.
I know. It's hilarious to watch you squirm. Thank you guys very much for listening. Oh, I should say real quick, we did schedule the February fan meetup. It's going to be at Pizza Luce. It is February 23rd. It's a Thursday night, 7 to 9-ish or so. Full details of that are on our Facebook, and they were in our newsletter that came out today on Monday. And they'll be up on the website by the time you hear this, I would say.
Neat.
So thank you guys very much for listening. And we will see you next week.